Nikut Halachas, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Yayin Nesech, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Beis. Today's learning is dedicated Lili Nishmas, Tuvia Barab Yisrael Yitzchak, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Basi Tamar, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, the Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to speak about the topic of Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid HaMelech, as it relates to the things we've been speaking about so far. Ushnei Bechinoi Seilu, the two categories that we mentioned in the previous paragraph, Heim Bechinas Moshe VeDovid, are related to Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid HaMelech. Hainu Moshe Hu Bechinas HaAzhora VaHaskora Shemazhir Eskolechot MiYisrael B'Kol Evra VeEvra LaSeis HaMitzvos Kanal. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who reminds and warns every single Jew, because Moshe Rabbeinu, we learned earlier, is found in each one of the 248 organs of every single Jew, reminding that particular organ to perform the one of the 248 mitzvahs that it corresponds to. However, once the person receives that warning, that reminder, and the person wants to go ahead and accomplish that mitzvah, azay mizgabren kenegdoi hamaniyos v'haikuvim haboim mehadomim horoim, then the obstacles and all the difficulties that are the result of the bad blood inside of the person, shehem b'chinas hashivim akum, which correspond to the 70 nations of the goyim, they rise up against the person to try to block the person from accomplishing that mitzvah. Vazai tzorich la'amoid kenegdom, v'lilchoy mimoyem melchemes Hashem, l'natzchom u'l'shavram. And then the person has to rise up against them and to fight the battle of Hashem, to try to defeat and overcome all of those obstacles. And to actually accomplish that holy act that the person wants to accomplish. And in addition, like we learned in the previous paragraph, to convert the negative to positive, the evil to good, meaning to convert the heat in the blood, the heat of sin that's found in the blood, the Yetzirah, to convert it to a passion for holiness. Zois hamelchama v'ha'hiskabrus ze b'chinas David. This battle and the ability to overcome all of those obstacles, that's associated with Dovid HaMelech, shehoyoloichem melchemes Hashem tomid, who was always involved in fighting the battle for Hashem, the Hichnia Hashivim Akum, and he was the one who defeated all of our opposition, all the enemies. Ubir Hadomim Horoim, he eliminated the bad blood, the Hofa Chamimus Hadomim El Hakidusha, and he converted the fire in the blood into a passion for holiness. Ki David Nikro Admoini im Yifei Naim, because the Torah refers to Dovid HaMelech as reddish, red complexion, with beautiful eyes. Ki Hu Admoini Bekidusha, Dovid HaMelech represents a holy redness, Keneged Esav Shehu Admoini Beklipa, the opposite of Esav HaRosha, who is red. He represents the red of the other side, Kamuva Bisforan, as is brought in Sifrei Chasidus, Sifrei Kabbalah. When Esav had that reddish complexion, it was because he was a murderer, thief, adulterer. Dovid HaMelech had that reddish complexion to show that his mission would be to fight the battles of Hashem, to lead the Jewish army into victory against all of its enemies. Ki kol inyan David hu lilchoy melchemes Hashem, because we see what the main focus of Dovid HaMelech was: fighting the battles, the war for Hashem. Laharoig ulechalos hashivim akum, to kill and destroy the enemies of the Jewish people. Velafoi chadomim el hakidusha, and to convert the negativity in the blood to holiness. Kedei lavedes Hashem yisborach b'leiv sholem, and thereby be able to serve Hashem wholeheartedly with a complete pure heart. Ki David bechinas leiv kayadua, because David HaMelech is associated with the heart, as is known. Ki David hu bechinas dibur. David HaMelech represents dibur ki midosei malchus, because the sphera that David HaMelech is associated with is malchus, bechinas malchus peh, and the Tikkun Ezer says that malchus is associated with the mouth, speech. We know that Rabbein Ezal in chapter 4, Mikutim Ran, quotes the Gemara, Dabor Echod Lador, one leader, one ruler in a generation, Dabor Dibur, Malchus. Moshe hu bechinas das, kayadua kanal. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu represents das, as we discussed earlier, Shehem Shnei Bechinoi Sanal, which are these two categories that we're speaking about here. Ki ho azhora vahaskora hanal zetoli b'machshava. Because to remind a person and to warn a person, each one of the organs of the body, about its mission in this world to serve Hashem, that's associated with thought, bechinas das, intellect, shemazkir es kol adam bedaitoi machshavtoi hamispashet b'chol o'evorim sheyasa mitzvahs kanal. Whereby, as we learned earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is called Mechoikek, and Mechoikek is Bigimatria 248, corresponding to the 248 organs in the body. Remember, this halacha is based on chapter 26 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this, that Moshe Rabbeinu is found in each one of the 248 organs of every Jew, reminding that organ of its corresponding one of the 248 positive mitzvahs of the Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, that's associated with thought, intellect. Moshe Rabbeinu reminds the person in their mind, which is connected to all the 248 organs. We know there's the nervous system of the body, where there are nerves that go from the brain to all the different organs of the body. Aval achar kach, kishereitze lohitzi lidei maisa. However, once the person has been reminded, and now they want to actually perform that mitzvah, tzorech sheyavar derech hadibur. It first must go through a stage of speech. Sheyoitze migvurois. And dibur comes from gvura. There's a pasuk in Ashrei we say, ugvurascho yidaberu, mibechinas domin, which is associated with blood, redness. Vishom ikar hamelchama. And that's where the main battle takes place. The nitzchon hamelchama zois nimshach mebechinas David. And the victory of this battle comes from David HaMelech, shehu bechinas dibur, ube'emes shneihem echad. Rav Nosson Zal says now, the truth is that both of these are really one, Moshe v'David, uklulim ze bo ze, and each one is included in the other one. Ki Moshe kolol gam mi David, v'David kolol gam mi Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu has David HaMelech, some of David HaMelech in him, and David HaMelech has some of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. Ki ein echod b'loy chaveroi, because you cannot have one without the other. Ki yefshu ligmar shum mitzvah v'dovar shebikdusha ki im al yidei shnei b'chino selu kanal. It's impossible for a person to complete any mitzvah or any act of holiness without including both of these aspects, the Moshe aspect and the David HaMelech aspect. Rak ze yodua. However, this is known, shekol b'china k'vula mikol ha-b'chinois, that each one of the spheros, each one of the midos of Hashem, includes in it all of the other ones. V'afal pikein, kol echad yesh loy b'chino mido miyuchedes b'fnei atzmo. And even though it has all the others in it, even though chesed has in it gvura, teferes, netzacha, still it's chesed. The chesed aspect is most prominent. Kamuvan kol ze b'ksovim kamapomim, as this concept is expressed in the writings of the Arizal many times. V'zeh b'chinas Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh. And this concept of Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech also corresponds to the written Torah and the oral Torah. B'chinas Torah utfila, or it corresponds to the concept of Torah and Tefillah. Ki Moshe b'chinas Torah shebichsav, shehu rak b'chinas hazkora v'asorana. Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to the written Torah, which is just a reminder, a warning. Ki b'Torah shebichsav ein mevoyer shum din shel shum mitzvah. Because if you look in the written Torah, none of the mitzvahs are really explained. We don't really get the full details of the mitzvah. Ve'ein yoyden mimena echlasis shum mitzvah. By reading the written Torah, we don't really know how to fulfill any mitzvah. The mitzvah of tefillin, it doesn't say anything about leather, about black, in any obvious way. V'alkein hirak bebechinas hazkora v'asora. And that's why Rav Nosson Zal says, the written Torah is simply like a reminder, a warning. Shetorah shebichsav bechinas Moshe mazkeres umazheres esodom lasos kol mitzvah umitzvah. The written Torah, which corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu, reminds and warns every person about fulfilling each mitzvah. Kigoin, for example, shemazkeres lahoniach tefillin, oy lilboish tzitzis, oy lasos sukkah. These are examples of mitzvahs that the written Torah mentions. It mentions them. However, by reading the written Torah, we don't yet know what tefillin is supposed to be made of, v'chulu, or any of the other details about it. Al kein, therefore, when a person wants to put this into practice, to actually perform the mitzvah, it's impossible for us to know how to perform a mitzvah and actually perform it without the oral Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu gave us verbally. In the oral Torah are explained all the different rules of each one of the mitzvahs. Ki Torah shebal peh ze bechinas hadibur, bechinas dover hamelech, bechinas malchus peh. The Torah shebal peh corresponds to speech, peh, with the mouth. The aspect of dover hamelech, who is malchus, which the Tikkun Ezra says, malchus peh. She'ief she'lases ha-mitzvah v'poyal, ki'im kisho'iveres derech hadibur kanan. We will not be able to actually perform the mitzvah unless it goes through a stage of dibur, speech, such as the Torah Shebal Peh, the Oral Torah. V'al kein kol dinei ha-mitzvah mavoren rak ba-Torah Shebal Peh. And this is why all the details and laws of each and every mitzvah are explained only in the Oral Torah. Ki'ief she'lasis ha-mitzvah niskeres ba-Torah Shebichsav ki'im al-yidei she'yoydim hadinim she'la-mitzvah she'mitzvah bal peh. Because it's impossible for us to perform any of these mitzvahs that are mentioned in the written Torah, unless we know the laws and the details of that mitzvah, which were given over orally. Nimsa. So therefore we conclude, Shetorah shebichsav bibchinas zikoron. The written Torah is simply a reminder. Hashem is reminding us that there's a mitzvah called tefillin, a mitzvah called mezuzah. Torah shebal peh, bibchinas mevili de maisa. Whereas the oral Torah is all about actualizing the performance of the mitzvahs. V'al kein hi bal peh, and that's why it's verbal. Ki'ief shelovei le'maisa kima yidei dibur peh, shekhinas davar hamelech. Because it's impossible to accomplish anything in this world, any action, without previously going through dibur, speech, which is the bechina of davar hamelech. V'zei bechinas Torah u'tfilah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify something extremely important, that this is also the concept of Torah and Tefillah. Ki klolius ha-Torah hu bebechinas machshov avodas, bechinas Moshe, shezeo bechinas Torah shebichsav. The entire Torah is the concept of thought in intellect, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is associated with the written Torah. U'tfilah hi bechinas mevli de'maisa. Whereas prayer is about actualizing the Torah, bringing it into action. Bechinas dibur, bechinas Torah shebal peh, associated with speech, Torah shebal peh. And now listen to this next sentence. Ki ikar ha-hisgabrus al hayetzahara v'hadomim, the main thing that will help a person overpower their evil inclination and the bad blood, the lamoid keneged kol hamaniyos, and to stand up to all the obstacles, atsheyovoy lidei maisa, so that the person will succeed in actually performing the mitzvah or the good deed, hu al yedei tefila, is through tefila, through prayer. Kamuvan bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal kama pomim, as Rabbeinu Zal teaches us many times, she'ikar ha'hisgabrus liskois lekol hadvorim shebikdusha, the main way that a Jew becomes strong enough to be able to achieve all types of holy actions, while yidei tefila, is through tefila, shehu bechinas David, which is corresponds to David HaMelech, bechinas va'ani tefila. David HaMelech says, I am prayer. Shezeu bechinas kol sefer tehillim sheyosad. And this is the concept of the entire book of Tehillim that David HaMelech established. Shehem chamisha sforim. There are the five books of Tehillim, keneged chamisha chumshei Torah, corresponding to the five books of the Chumash, of the Torah. Dahainu, what does this mean exactly? Shekol hishtadlusoi vizgabrusoi, shelocha melchemes Hashem. That all of David HaMelech's efforts and exerting power, where he battled Hashem's battles, v'tikein tfilois harbe haksuvim b'sefer Tehillim, and David HaMelech established many prayers that are found in the book of Tehillim, kedei lohovi kol hamitzvos lidei maisa. His whole focus was to contribute this piece to that will enable Klal Yisrael to take all the mitzvos into action. Shenizke lekayem es haTorah, shehizir v'tzivoy son Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashon, so that we'll be able to fulfill the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu warned us about and commanded us. V'kamuvan b'Torah islam beira b'sima lamad aleph, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 31 of Likutei Moharan, sheikar tziur oisias haTorah letoiv hu'al yedei tefila, that what enables us to format the letters of the Torah in a good, positive way is only through prayer. Dahainu alidei shemedabren hakisufin v'per, by a person really wanting to do the right thing, and in addition to wanting it, verbalizing that, expressing that, how much the person really wants to fulfill Hashem's commandments. Question, but why the struggle to fulfill the mitzvah is connected to speech? We're going to have more on this further, but Rav Nosson Zal already said, based on the Zohar Kodesh, everything in this world has to go through three stages. Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. Machshava is on such a high level that usually the Sitra Achra doesn't have a place to hold on to over there, to grab onto. Machshava is associated with the brain, which is usually referred to as whiteness, chesed, libuna demoicha, the white matter of the brain. And Rav Nosson Zal said, everything must go through machshava, dibur, maise. Dibur is coming from gvurois. Dibur is gvuros chaydaberu. Gvurois is the place of the sitrachra. And that's the place where the sitrachra sets up the obstacles, all the different obstacles, so that we should have bechira. In order for us to be able to have bechira, free choice, and a choice in general. So it's in the area of deep war, that's the battlefield, the main battlefield. As Rabbeinu Zal tells us, the main battlefield for a Jew who wants to fulfill mitzvahs is tefillah. Knowing about the mitzvah, that's machshava, that's learning Torah. But to actualize it, to be kiyum haTorah, that requires major, major tefillah, dibur, peh. Question, isn't the greatest milchama achila? Not necessarily. We're going to see later on, the greatest milchama is taivas niyuf, is the battle for purity in relationships between men and women. But all of them are great battles. All of them are major battles. Paragraph Gimel, v'zeh yodua, and this is also a known fact throughout the Torah, shedover ha-melech u'bechinas kois yayin shel bracha, that dover ha-melech is associated with the cup of wine of blessing, the cup of wine of Birkas HaMazon. Remember the story as well, Bechinas Kois Yeshua Sesa. He is the one who says in Tehillim and will say in the future when Mashiach comes, I lift up the cup of salvation. Bechinas koisi revoyo. My cup is full. U'kamoishom Rabbi Senizal, and as the Gemara points out, shelo'osid yoimar David li noel levarech, that in the future, when Hashem will provide a fabulous meal for the tzaddikim, when it's going to come to leaving the Birkas Hamozayin, Avram Avinu is going to be disqualified, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Dovid HaMelech is going to be the one to say, Li Noel Levarech. I'm the one who's most appropriate and best qualified to lead the Birkas Hamozayin, to have this Koshel Brocha. Ki Yayin Zebechinas Chamimus Hadomim, Kenira Bechush. Because wine is associated with that passion, that fire inside the blood of a person. As we see in actual life, Shahayayin Ushar Mashkois HaMeshakrim HeMechamemim Hadomim, that wine and other alcoholic beverages heat up the blood of the person. U'kamayshom, when a person's cold, those people who live in very cold places, in Russia or other places, they were used to drinking a little bit of vodka to warm up, to put some internal heat on. U'kamayshom Rabbi Senizal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Al tere yayin ki yis adam. Don't focus on wine, which is redness. She'achrisoy dam. And the Gemara says it leads to blood. It instills fire in the blood. V'alkein hayayin kol mishnei bechinois. And this is why we know wine has two aspects to it. K'mayshon Rabbi Senzal, as the Gemara says, Zocho, if the person drinks wine properly, Nesamchoi, it brings joy and happiness to the person. Loizach, if a person drinks wine the wrong way, Neshamamoi, it destroys the person. Kinish, Ezoich, Elishtos, Hayayin, Bikdusha, Bekois, Shel, Brocha, Beshabbos, Veyantiv, because a person who is Zoich to drink wine with holiness, for example, the Kois, Shel, Brocha, at Berchas Hamozayin, or drinking wine on Shabbos and Yantif, Azai Hayayin Toiva Gedoilelo, then the wine is a tremendous benefit to the person. Kalidei Hayayin Nislaev Alei B'Shalchuv Mirichin Rusel Hashem Yisborach, because the wine has the ability to arouse a person's heart to feel a deep passion and love for Hashem. Ki Hayayin Meirin Daitoi, because again, a little bit of wine and at the right time, it elevates the person's das, his thinking. U'misameach levavoi, and it brings joy into the heart. Shemargish bedaitoi yedias tshukas dveikus elikus yisbora, whereby the person feels in their mind and heart the yearning for deep, deep connection to Hashem. Number one, the deep connection that we have, and a deep yearning for more. Sheze ikar hadas. That's the most important sechel. That's the most important intellect, the most important knowledge and wisdom. V'nischamim halev behislav usgodol v'simcha rabo lehikolol b'ashem yisborach lodov kaboy. And again, by drinking wine, bigdusha, the heart becomes warmed up with a passion and with great joy to want to plug in Hashem, to want to become deeply connected to Hashem. Sheze ikar shleimus ha'ahava. That's the real perfection of love for Hashem. Kishechamimus hadamin, sheze b'chinas yayin, nishapchin el akdusha. When that fire inside the blood of a person, which is typically the fire of the Yetzirah, when that gets, which is associated with wine also, nishapchin el akdusha, gets converted completely to holiness, to burn with a fiery love for Hashem. Rabbi Nosenzal says, now we could understand the association between two psukim and Shir Shirim. First it says, Nogila v'nismach aboch, will rejoice and sing with you. And then the pasuk continues, Nazkura doidecho miyayin meishar meivucho. We remind ourselves about you, Hashem, through wine, and that smooths out our love for you. Because as we learned earlier, the real perfection of love for Hashem is only when a person takes that fire, the Yetzirah, and converts that into love for Hashem. This is the concept of a wine that brings joy and happiness to Hashem and to people. Bechinas v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, as the pasuk says in Tehillim. Ki ikar hasimcha. Now comes again a very important sentence here, where Rabbi Nosson Zal defines what is real simcha. Ki ikar hasimcha hu kishemargishin baleiv yediyas elokusa yisborach. Real joy and happiness is when a person feels in their heart recognition of Hashem and the connection that we have to Hashem. Shemishom nimshochim kol hasimcha shebo'ilam. It's from there that all the different types of joy in the world come from. Bibchinas, as it says in Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with joy and happiness. And then the pasuk continues, De'u ki Hashem alekim. Realize, be aware that Hashem is everything. Hashem is king, Hashem rules over everything. Rav Nosson Zal puts these two psukim together. She'ikar hasimcha kishayoydin ki Hashem hu alekim. The real true joy and happiness of a Jew is when the person realizes that Hashem is everything. Hashem and Elikim are one, and Hashem is controlling everything and doing everything. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, Anoichi esmach b'Hashem. I will rejoice with Hashem. There's another pasuk, Kivoy yismach libeinu. Because in Him, with Him, with Hashem, our hearts rejoice. Our hearts rejoice about our recognition of Hashem. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk. Sois osis b'Hashem, togel nafshi b'lekoi. I'm full of joy and happiness with Hashem. My soul expresses its joy and happiness with Hashem. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk. Vani b'Hashem e'eloiza, ogilo b'lekei yishi. All of these psukim are showing, what am I happy about? I'm happy about Hashem. And as Rav Nosson Zal said earlier, the greater degree of faith and recognition and love and awareness and connection that a person has to Hashem, the happier that person is. So that today, when the world is in this status of, in this state of Hastora Shebetoy Hastora, where Hashem is so hidden, and there are many people, even many kids from religious families, that are unaware of Hashem, the Hashem word doesn't come up so much in their life. Unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why there's depression and suicides and all kinds of terrible, terrible things. And Rav Nosson Zal reiterates now, Ki ikar hasimcha hu kishayoydin me Hashem yisborach. Because real, true joy and happiness is when a person knows about Hashem, a person is really aware and conscious of Hashem. That's our ultimate purpose, and that's the best of all bests. And therefore, hayayin shebigdusha, when a person is drinking wine in a holy way, Shabbos, Yantiv, shemeirim umagiyas hadas, this wine elevates the das, the intellect. It expands the person's consciousness. As the Gemara says, Zocha Nase Roish. If a person drinks wine properly, wine is called Tiroish. Teroish, it gives him a head. It expands his brain, his thinking. The Iker Hadas Hu Yediyah Selukus Yisbor. What kind of das are we talking about? Are we talking about biology, chemistry, mathematics? No. We're saying the most important das is knowing about Hashem, recognition of Hashem. Alkein, therefore, Hayayin misameach, wine brings joy and happiness. Ki zeh ikra simcha, because that's the real happiness, recognition of Hashem, expanded consciousness in the area of recognition of Hashem. V'alkein ein oimrim shir ela alayayin, and this is why the Gemara says that in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Levim would sing to accompany the carbonis that were brought. They only sang when at the time the wine was being poured in the mizbeach. Ki ikar hadveikus lashem yisborach, while yidei tefila v'shirois v'tishbocha is kayadua. Because the highest form of a deep attachment to Hashem is accomplished through tefila and songs and praises to Hashem. Even though Torah is also a major form of dveikus Hashem, but tefila is higher. The word tefila means dveikus. The word tefila is mentioned when the children of Yaakov Avinu were born, when Naphtali was born. Rachel Imenu said, Naftule Elokim Niftalti Imachosi Gam Yocholti. And if you look in Rashi there says, I was attached. I became, through the birth of this child, I became deeply attached and connected. Shehein Bechinas Dovr HaMelech Olav Hashem. And tefillah and song are all the aspect of Dovr HaMelech. Shehu Neim Zmiras Yisrael. He is called the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. Shezeo Bechinas Yayin HaMesameach. And that's associated with wine that brings joy. The Iker HaSimcha. And the real simcha that we're zeichet to when we drink wine with holiness is based on what we learned earlier, al yidei shezeichen lafoy chamimus hadamin shemishom achizas hashiv makom lafoy hakoy lalakdusha. It's accomplished when we're zeichet to convert the fire in our blood, the fire of the Yetzirah, which is where the 70 nations are associated, to convert all of that to holiness. L'kayim ha-mitzvos b'shalhuven d'richimusa. To fulfill the mitzvahs with a fiery love. Al yidei chamimus hadamim daika. Using that fire in the blood, the fire of the Yetzahara, converting it to a fire of Kedusha. Shizeh ikar b'chinas yayin ha-mesameach. This is really what that Yayin HaMesameach is all about. Ki Yayin Bechinas Chamimus Hadamim, because as we learned earlier, we said wine heats up the blood. Wine, alcoholic beverages. U'kishenichal Bigdusha. And when the wine is plugged into holiness, Ze Iker Shleimus Ho'ava Bigdusha. That's the real perfection and completion of holy love. Shemishom ikra simcha, and that's where the real joy and happiness comes from. Ki ikra hasimcha hu kishesmoel nichlal biyamin. Because Rav Nosson Zal says now, real joy and happiness is only when the left is merged into the right. The left, which is the gvuras, the damim, the redness, the wine, is merged into the right, into ahava. Shehu b'china hana, which is Ki ikar hasimcha nimshach mikinor shel David. Because the real joy and happiness comes from David HaMelech's harp. Shehu b'chinas asor minenegina, which has the 10 types of song. Shemishom ikar hasimcha. And that's the real source of joy and happiness. Kama shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim, Alei osor v'alei novel, alei goyim b'chinor, first, it speaks about the ten types of song. Balei novel, the musical instruments, through which we're zeichet to kisimachtani Hashem b'folecha, to really rejoice with all of Hashem's actions. V'kinor shel David, ikar nigunoi, shenishom hasimcha, hoyodaika alidei ruach tzfoinis, shoyisom en asheresboi. Moishom Rabbi Senizmah. And we know the Gemara tells us, when did David HaMelech's harp start playing? At midnight. He had it set up in a direction where at midnight, when the north wind comes blowing, it would blow through the strings and it would wake David HaMelech up and that would play the beautiful song, the 10 types of song. V'tzofayin hu b'smoil. And north is usually associated with the left side. We picture us facing east. When a person is facing east, north is to the left. Umishon daika ikar hanigun v'hasimcha. And song and joy and happiness come from the left side. We know that the simcha is associated with the heart. Nosato simcha belibi. And the heart is bina, which is the left side. Vitzofayin hu b'smoil. North is in the left. Umishom daiko ikar anigun vasimcha. And it's from there that the real song and joy originates. Ki ikar hanigun vasimcha, kishimavarin haruach toivo mitoi haruach ro, kemashimavur momokmacher, is siminun dawi. Because the real song and happiness can only be accomplished if we're able to extract the good ruach from the bad ruach. Like Rabbi Nizal discusses this in chapter 54 in Likutim Ram. There's a row of musical notes, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. In order to compose a song, you have to select the good notes that you're including in the song and reject the notes that you're leaving out. If any of the wrong notes get included, the song is off tune. It's not the song anymore. This is another example where we're converting the Yetzahara, the blood, to holiness. Whereby the person is performing the mitzvahs with a holy passion, with tremendous passion and life. This is the real joy and happiness. This is why it says in the Tikkuni Zohar, Shir Mismola, that song is on the left side. I remember hearing from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld that we know that Avram Avinu is Chesed, Yitzchak Avinu is Gevura, Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes, and he's called Yisroel. Yisroel Asher Becho Espoir. You, the Jewish people in whom I take pride. Yisroel is one of the names, is the name of Yaakov Avinu. The word Yisroel, and we know that Yaakov Avinu is a combination of Avram and Yitzchak. The word Yisroel, the Tikkun Ezor says, is made up of two parts, Kael and Shir. Kael is Chesed, corresponding to Avram Avinu. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Chesed Kael Kol Hayoim, that Hashem is kind all day. Chesed is associated with this Kael, and Shir is associated, Shir is the left side. Shir is, the Levim were the ones who sang in the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen is always Chesed, Levi is Gevura. The Kohanim are the ones who gave the Bracha. Koi Sevorachu es Bnei Yisrael. Bracha is a concept of kindness. By the Levim it says, V'kidashto es Halevim, V'tiharto es Halevim, purity, which is a concept of constriction, boundaries. They're a concept of Gvura. So the word Yisroel is the combination of Shir Kael. Kael is on the right side. Kael is Chesed. Chesed Kael Kol Hayoim. And Shir is the left side, as we just said here. Paragraph Dalid. V'alkein tzrichen lishmor es hayayin no'oid no'oid mimaga akum. And this is why we have to be extremely, extremely careful in watching that the wine should not be touched by a non-Jew, if it's wine that has not been pasteurized. Ki afilu yayin shel heter tzrichin shmira gedoy lamaoid shaloi lishtois bis, because even kosher wine requires major boundaries. And now Rav Nosson Zal defines what are the boundaries. Shaloi lishtois besudas horishus ukiyotze, that a good religious Jew should not be drinking wine at a regular meal, a meal that's not a sudas mitzvah, unless the person is drinking it for health purposes. There are people who are told by doctors, people that have certain types of weak heart, where they're told that for them it's good to have a cup of red wine, but we're talking about people who are generally healthy, should not be drinking wine at a sudas harishus, a suda that's not a sudas mitzvah. Because if a person is not successful, if a person is not worthy, the wine will destroy the person. And even at a sudas mitzvah, on Shabbos, at Yantif, at a Sheva Brachas, at a wedding, a Jew has to be careful not to drink more than the right amount. That the person shouldn't become tipsy. The person shouldn't get drunk. So that the mitzvah of gvura, the negative forces, shouldn't be strengthened by his drinking and cause the person to forget completely all of the warnings that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, all the mitzvahs. V'gam yochel lovoi lidei haveres chas v'shalom. And not only could a person forget the mitzvahs, a person could actually, drinking wine excessively could lead to sins. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, ki yitein bakoi seinoi yisalech b'meishorim. If a person will put his eyes into the cup, he'll focus on drinking, then everything becomes okay. Everything becomes permissible to the person. Yisalech b'meishorim. Ki kol ho'aveirois boen mechamimus hadamim shebisagidin. Because all sins are the result of this fire in the blood that flows through the 365 gidin, shemizgabrin alidei hayayin hamishaker. And this fire becomes stronger when a person drinks wine that gets them drunk. Zichron avur b'Torah now. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 26 in the second half of Likud Imran, which this halach is based on. U'mikol shkein she'osro lishtois yayin she'noga b'ayhu akum. And most certainly, a Jew is not allowed to drink wine that was touched or handled by a non-Jew. Ki tekev kishu'akum noigea b'yayin, nimshach olav achizas hashivim akum. Because the moment this non-Jew touches the wine, he's attaching the 70 nations of the Goyim to that wine. Shehim b'chinas hora shebedomim. They represent the negativity in the blood. B'chinas esav admoini, esav who's red. Shehu b'chinas pegam ayayin, who represents the damage caused by wine. B'chinas altera yayin ki yisadam. Don't look at wine, because the wine will lead to redness. Sha'achrisay dam, it'll lead to redness. Shemishom boim chas v'shom kol haveira shebetoyra. This blood is the source of all sins in the Torah. This negativity in the blood. Ki yayin b'gematria shivim. Because the Hebrew word yayin, the numerical value is 70. U'bakdusha zeichel odas halidei yayin. When a person drinks wine with holiness, the wine helps them expand their das, shehu b'chinas shivim ponim la-Torah, which is represented by the 70 interpretations of the Torah. B'chinas, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, one of the rabbis was leading a class, was teaching a class of small children, and they weren't responding, they weren't talking. So he said to his friend, Agbaru chamra adardiki, give them wine, give these kids wine, ki hecha delemro, so that they'll talk. Because the Gemara says, when wine goes in, secrets come out. So wine brings dibur. Whereas when a person is drinking, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, not because of some special holiness, and especially if a person is drinking wine that was touched by a non-Jew, Nechaz boi hora shel hashivim umais. Then the negativity, the tivus rois and midas rois of the 70 nations attaches itself to that person. Shachizoson b'rechichas adamim. Their connection is the hot-bloodedness inside of us. Shezeo b'chinas yayin shenechamim hadamim. That's the concept of wine which heats up the blood. And this causes the person to forget all of the warnings of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the person could come to commit every type of sin. This is what the pasuk says: Ki kois b'yad Hashem, v'yayin chomar molei nesech, ach shmoreho yimtzu yishtu kol rishei oretz. It speaks about a wine that's full of blessing, holiness, and then it says, but the dregs of the wine, that all the evil, wicked people of the world will drink. Ki pigam kol horishoyim hu b'chinas shimrayayim. Because the sins of all of these wicked people are compared to the dregs of the wine. B'chinas yayin pogam, defective wine. B'chinas pigam resichas adamim, the concept of the hot-bloodedness inside of a person for sin. V'zeh b'chinas kois hatarela hanemar b'puronius kol ho'akum v'orishoyim. And this is the term, a term that's used in the Navi in several places, where it speaks about Hashem punishing the other nations Again, it uses the term kois, a cup of tarela. Ki nishom bechinas yayin pogum, nishom kol rishusa, u nishom kol ansham kanal. Because it's from damaged wine that come all the evil, that from there comes all the evil of the non-Jews and their punishment. Ulehepech bigdusha, whereas on the opposite end of the spectrum, within the framework of holiness, ikar kibul aschar nikra b'shem yam. The main reward, when Hashem speaks about the reward that the tzaddikim are going to have in the future world, he's talking about wine. K'moshem Rabbi Sein Uzala, as the Gemara says, shehat tzaddikim yizbu leyayin hamishumar ba'anavav misheshes simei bereshes. That in the future, the tzaddikim are going to be zeichet to that wine that was kept inside of the grapes from the time of creation. Shezel b'chinas kois yeshuos. This is this cup of salvation that David HaMelech refers to. B'chinas koisi ravoya. B'chinas Hashem menos chelki v'choisi. As it says in chapter 16 in Tehillim, Hashem is my portion, Hashem is my cup. Shehu b'chinas David. This is the concept of David HaMelech, who is associated with the cup of blessing, the cup of wine that we drink, that we use for Birkas HaMazon, which is held in the right hand. Because in Kiddusha, when there's holiness, when there's a Sudas Mitzvah, when wine is being drunk properly, the left becomes merged into the right. Shemishom ikar hashir v'hanigun v'asimcha. And that's the source of all holy song and joy and happiness. With this, we complete a major section of this halacha, a major discussion. Now, Rav Moshe Zal is going to introduce a new topic and show how it's related to everything we're learning about. He's going to speak about the printing press, which was invented shortly before Rav Moshe Zal's time. Prior to that, books were written by hand. And before Rav Moshe Zal's time, the earliest printing presses were invented with metal letters that had to be put together. It was nothing. It didn't resemble anything like we have today, digital printing and everything. But Rav Moshe Zal saw how special this was, what kind of a gift this was to the world, that Hashem allowed this to be revealed, this invention of the printing press. And he speaks about it in several places in Likutei Halachos. The next shiur will be given in Yitz Hashem on Thursday from the United States in Yitz Hashem. I'm flying tomorrow morning in Yitz Hashem, and the next shiur will be on Thursday morning Eretz Yisrael time, very early in the morning American time in Yitz Hashem. And throughout the next month, when I'll be traveling, that this daily shiur will switch to a bi-weekly shiur, Monday morning and Thursday morning, hopefully, Yitz Hashem.